UKGC fines video slots £650,000 for AML and player safety failures. Regulatory failures and penalties. Video slots has been ordered by the UK Gambling Commission to pay a GBP 650,000 penalty for failures in anti-money laundering controls and player protection systems. The UKGC said its investigation uncovered multiple shortcomings across monitoring, intervention, and payment screening at the operator, which runs brands including Video Slots, Mr. Vegas, and Mega Riches. In addition to the fine, the regulator issued a formal warning and mandated an independent audit of the operator's systems and processes. Inspectors found that automated risk detection tools repeatedly failed to flag clear signs of harm and suspicious activity. In one case, a customer lost GBP 6,550 over 3 active days within a 2-month period without receiving any contact or safeguarding from the operator. Deposit limit settings were also flawed. Limits were calculated on a calendar month basis and did not take account of the first deposit in a period, allowing players to breach their intended limits. The UKGC cited examples where a player with a GBP 3,000 limit lost GBP 5,000 in a month, and another with a GBP 2,000 limit lost GBP 7,500 in 18 days. On anti-money laundering, the regulator highlighted an over-reliance on algorithmic screening. One customer deposited more than GBP 75,000 in 16 days using prepaid vouchers and later withdrew the funds to 4 separate bank accounts. The account was also accessed from outside Great Britain without triggering enhanced checks. The Commission's findings underline long-standing concerns about open-loop payment methods and anonymous voucher purchases, including when vouchers are obtainable via third-party or crypto-related channels. Industry reaction and what operators should do. John Pierce, Director of Enforcement at the UK Gambling Commission, described the shortcomings as symptomatic of weak oversight and inadequate early intervention by the operator. The Commission has updated its AML risk guidance in recent months to call out the specific risks posed by voucher-based products and other open-loop payment mechanisms. A gambling compliance consultant with 2 decades' experience, speaking on condition of anonymity, said, "This case shows the limits of treating monitoring as something that can be entirely delegated to software. Operators must combine robust automated signals with skilled human review and clear escalation policies. Where you see rapid, concentrated deposits, especially from voucher channels or across multiple accounts, that should trigger immediate verification and a temporary pause on activity until the source of funds and player circumstances are clear." Industry observers note the penalty adds to regulatory pressure that Video Slots is already facing in Europe. Earlier this year, Sweden's gambling authority fined the operator SEK 12 million pounds for failing to act swiftly on signs of harmful play. Together, the UK and Swedish actions signal tighter scrutiny across major regulated markets and rising expectations around both AML safeguards and player safety interventions. Video Slots did not offer a detailed public response to the UKGC action at the time of publication. The independent audit required by the Commission is expected to examine governance arrangements, the design and operation of monitoring systems, and staff training and escalation procedures. Depending on its findings, the audit could prompt further regulatory measures or operational requirements. For operators, the practical takeaway is clear. Compliance frameworks must be reviewed end to end, from payment acceptance and transaction monitoring to monthly limit calculations and manual case handling. Regulators are signaling that reliance on automated systems without effective governance and human oversight will no longer meet expected standards. As enforcement activity intensifies, operators and third-party suppliers should reassess their reliance on prepaid and voucher payment flows, ensure geolocation and identity checks are enforced for out-of-jurisdiction access, and implement rapid reporting to regulators when anomalous activity is detected.